Now, what's this thing about the magpies? We've got loads of messages in. Everyone wants to know why they've got a picture of a magpie on their phone.
I want you to Google a picture of a magpie's face.
Yeah.
And I want you to look at it. Are you doing it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you notice anything about it?
It's a magpie.
Every single magpie's face has a photo of a seagull.
Oh my God, yeah. It totally does.
On his head.
Oh, God, I can't unsee it now.
Someone else is saying it's a stormtrooper from Star Wars, it's very stormtrooperish, but every magpie's face has a photo of a seagull on it. If you haven't seen it yet, it just blew my mind this morning. Here you go. And this is why you listen to this guff every morning.
Yeah.
That's very sad news. We lost a telly game show host.
I know.
Henry Kelly.
Oh, legend.
Poor old Henry Kelly.
Yes.
I can't remember when this was on.
It was all the rage.
Was it Saturday mornings?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He brought us this show. It was people from all over the world, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Mary from Northern Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
There's John from Denmark. Oh, there's Hans. I'm convinced that Henry Kelly is Ryan Tuberty's dad as well from back in the day.
So alike. Aren't they really?
And I was thinking when Tubbs went over to the UK, they're going to bring back Going for Gold and they're just going to bring in Tubbs. Which they missed a trick with. That might still happen.
That's a great show, you know.
What age was Henry Kelly?
I think he was 78. Okay. I could be wrong there now.
Let me see.
Poor old Henry. But that show was he from Northern Ireland? Where was he from, Casey?
There was an Irish connection. Well, he was Irish,
wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was from the North or was he from the Republic of Ireland?
Oh, God, you're asking the wrong person there now.
But all I know is that show was massive in the UK.
It was,
I know it well.
Yeah.
And obviously it was on over here because he's Irish, but it was just such a big show.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, my God.
I think he was from the North.
I'm finding out for you here now.
Don't mind us, lads. We're just on a little bit of a deep dive.
This happens.
Henry Kelly now this morning.
What was your favourite UK game show growing up?
Well, that was one of them, definitely.
Right, okay.
Because it was so big. I used to love Strike It Lucky because I loved Michael Barrymore.
Michael Barrymore was a genius.
Yeah.
Absolute genius.
He was.
The way he engaged, particularly with older people.
He was just quick-witted.
Oh, the best TV presenter.
I agree.
He genuinely was. And then, as you know, things went south a little bit. I used to love this, all right? Yeah. You know it. Go! A very nice hook.
It's not Krypton Factor, is it?
No, you're in the right zone, though. Anyone on this?
I know it.
0868 104 106. 6 a.m. club. Let's go.
I can see it.
There was an old man with glasses.
Oh.
Lots of students. Two teams. One on the left, one on the right.
Rockbusters. Well done, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, you're an old fart as well.
Well done, Tracy.
Tracy, congratulations. Bob, I'll have a B, please, Bob.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was a great show.
That was a great show, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that game show? Sorry, yeah. I'm actually writing stuff as I speak. I'm trying to find it. It was University something or other?
University Challenge.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's still on, I think, you know.
Did you ever see that clip from University Challenge?
The nicknames Cheesemongers, Cherry Pickers, Bob's Own, the Emperor's Chambermaids, and the Immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You miss Bright.
Homosexuals?
No, they're regiments in the British Army.
Your man's face, he's like, ooh, did I just say that?
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
TLC and No Scrub, 6:17 in the morning. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. RIP Henry Kelly of Going for Gold fame, who passed away yesterday. We've gone down a classic quiz TV show rabbit hole. Okay, hit me with your best. Let's go.
Oh, yes.
Okay, who was the host?
It was Les Dawson, and the prize was a blankety-blank checkbook and pen.
I even did the clap stamp.
Was it Les Dawson?
Les something or other.
It wasn't Les Dawson.
It was a big chunky comedian lad.
It was, you know who it was? Tarbuck.
He kind of had a big deep voice like that.
It was Jimmy Tarbuck.
I don't know.
Or was it Les Dawson?
All right.
Lads, was it Jimmy Tarbuck or Les Dawson? Someone help me out.
I used to watch this every single day 15 years ago. Come on.
Oh, I know it.
Boxy, boxy, open, open. It was a brilliant show, especially when they went down to the last box. It was either 2p or 250 grand.
Right.
Come on, Vic.
I can't think of the name of it.
Deal or No Deal.
Oh, yeah.
And the greatest TV quiz game theme tune of all time. Yeah. Man, where are all these classic...
Know.
You know what I mean?
We need to bring them back, but it might...
Come on. Pull back that curtain.
Price is Right? No.
It is the Price is Right.
It? Yeah.
And here's Miriam with the latest hi-fi system. You can play a tape. Spin a record. Tune into your favourite radio station. Actually, I need to use this music more often.
Well, I was going to say to you, actually, you should use that as a bed.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I think there's going to be a bit of a surge of that because they're bringing Bullseye back.
Yeah.
And Bullseye would have been one of those kind of back in the day,
it was under the umbrella of classic games, without doubt.
So I wonder, is there now going to be a kind of a resurgence of the retro game shows?
Yeah.
Tracy's just said here, yeah, you know what, Tracy, I was just talking to Casey about this. Remember the Generation Game? Remember
Brilliant.
They used to have the prizes going along the conveyor belt?
You had to remember.
And if you remembered what was on it...
You won everything, yeah.
Microwave, teddy bear, hi-fi system, year's supply of...
And there was a lot of crap in there, like salt and pepper shakers and stuff like that. Do you know what they need to bring back? I used to love watching... Was the Crystal Maze.
Oh, that was so good.
So exciting. It was like a game show on another planet.
The guy was a bit creepy, though. Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The best bit of it was... The leopard skin pants he used to wear? I don't know.
But the best bit of the actual show.
Oh, when they had to grab all the money at the end. Of course, everybody wanted to do that. Yeah. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about, we had more of your very bizarre and brilliant shower thoughts. We'll do that next. Hang on. Best quiz program, according to my mum, was Where in the World with Teresa Love.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It was Where in the World. Sunday night. And there was another game.
Was that a travel show?
No, it was a quiz, but it was a kind of a geography quiz.
Okay, right.
With Teresa Love on Irish television. Yeah. There was another show that Mike Murphy used to do.
Okay.
When I was really, really young. And the best part of it was the kids played video games at the end.
Oh, right.
I think it was Murphy's Micro Quizm or something. It was called back in the day.
I love all these lads. Do you remember Stars in Their Eyes?
Oh,
where
yeah.
They used to go behind a double door and they would dress up as their favourite star and come out and do an impression of them.
The whitest man from Middlesbrough would come back out covered in brown paint. Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Stevie Wonder. Loads of smoke.
Pair of Ray-Ban glasses.
Oh, he came with a blind cane. Trying to make his way to the microphone. What was going on back then?
There you go.
Back to the shower thoughts. Morning, Alan. What have you got?
In the film Shawshank Redemption, how did Andy Dufresne place the poster perfectly back on the wall with the tape after crawling into the hole? Come on, mind blown.
Yeah, he's made up a good point there.
No, because he had about 10 people on set with him, like cameramen and sound men.
I know.
Yeah, that's very true. Actually, yeah.
This just came in from Lucas. Listen to this, right?
No, I got to get to the bottom of this one.
Okay, sorry.
So Andy's in the tunnel. He's got to replace
that's right.
All right, what would he do to... So you'd have to pull it from the...
There's no physical way you could do it, lads.
Unless he had loads of blue tack, all right? top corner. And... Oh, no, hold on a second. It's impossible, isn't it?
I don't know. I tell you what,
Alan, this is what he did. He taped the poster to the top of the wall, leaving the sides and the bottom loose. And then, like a cat flap, went in under the poster.
Oh, there you go.
You're welcome. Six VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. 7:54. What have you got, Vic?
Okay, comedian Colin Jost has been speaking about his wife, Scarlett Johansson, and why he went searching through a load of rubbish bins.
Oh, he didn't.
He did.
My wife actually lost her engagement ring, accidentally threw it in the trash. And I looked through 12 dumpsters of trash. And then I went back to the house and she said, oops, it was in my pocket.
There's nothing more than the panic of a missing engagement ring or a wedding ring. By the way, this is a really good day to check with your house insurance, your house contents insurance, if your rings, ladies, are covered.
Okay.
Because if they go missing, or God forbid you had a burglary or something, are your jewellery covered under the contents insurance?
Yes.
And if not, put it on, because...
No, absolutely.
You know, if you lose it, it's a lot of money.
I had an experience once. It wasn't a ring, it was a phone, where I thought I'd lost my phone in the woods. We spent about 2.5 hours. We left notes on the entrance of the woods asking people to keep an eye out for a mobile phone. Me and my husband split up in different directions. The boys were with us. Everybody was searching the whole thing. It was down the side of the chair in the car.
Of course it was. Of course it was. When a phone rings in the woods, does anybody hear it? Anyway, what else has gone on?
Mr. Beast, the YouTuber sensation, has revealed that he still pays himself every week just to keep things even. But it's quite a different kind of even. Have a listen.
Oh, this isn't an even anyone can... A lot of people can't relate to, I would imagine.
Are you a billionaire?
On paper, yeah. I mean, in my actual bank account, I have less than $1 million, so...
What?
Yeah.
You have less than $1 million?
I know, I need more money. Because I just like to reinvest all.
Do you pay yourself at all?
A little bit, but I also, like, I have some assistants and things like that, so it's like... I try to just pay myself what I spend, you know, personally a month, just to, like, stay even.
Yeah.
Remind me again, how did he make his money?
Oh, my God. Mr. Beast is literally a beast. So he started making YouTube videos maybe about 10 years ago.
All right.
He had 400 or 500 videos done before anybody started watching them.
Okay.
So he stayed at it. So he monetizes all these YouTube videos. So he does these things that they're on a par with game shows.
All right.
I've got 42 Teslas to give away, and then he'll randomly pick all of his followers, bring them to this field, and they play a big game and everyone gets a Tesla. It's insane.
I have to watch that.
So all of the money that he makes on the views, he'll put 80% of it back into his next video.
Okay.
And so on and so on. Have you seen Beast Games yet?
No.
Oh my good lord. It's Squid Game on steroids, but
wow.
it's a real life, the set that they've done. They spent millions on this thing.
Oh, you should go and look him up.
So you can stream it on one of the services, all right, but Beast Games is incredible.
He's doing it right for himself anyway.
He's handy at his job, you know. Red FM Breakfast with Now.
Stream Spurs v Man City this Wednesday with a Now Sports Extra membership.
It's time for Cork's Mini Heroes. We're looking for Cork's Superhero Kids.
Yes, we are. And we found them, our little mini heroes. We were doing this just before Christmas last year, and the thinking behind it was we just wanted to do something for little superhero kids who've had a hard time, be
Absolutely.
It, you know, maybe at school, or maybe they had stuff going on at home, or, you know, maybe they've lost a parent or they've lost a friend, but they've had a pretty rough time, and we just wanted to kind of lift their little spirits a little bit. And give them a big day out. So part one of that big day out happened on a photo wildlife park. Such crack.
Yeah.
We had the whole place practically. They were running around ruling the roost down in photo. They got covered in giraffe spit and everything. It was hilarious.
Nice.
Amazing crack. But Friday we've got a big rugby game and we have a new Munster manager, Rory.
Yeah, Clint McMillan. He's come in from July. So exciting scenes for Munster.
Okay, so we've got Edinburgh in Cork on Friday.
Yeah.
If you're going along to that game at Virgin Media Park, this coming Friday, our little mini heroes, they get to do part two, which is be the on pitch mascots.
Nice.
And they get to walk out the Munster rugby team.
So good.
In their little mini hero jerseys.
Nice.
Just to give you a little reminder of what it was all about.
How are you, KFC?
Lovely to meet you. I've been reading all about you and reading your story. September 21st, 2023, my beautiful daughters, Ali and Keila, lost their incredible mother as she lost her unbelievable fight with cancer, leaving behind the most heartbroken and bravest kids on the planet. It's a conversation that no parent should have to have with their kids. Craig, how did you do it? How did you approach something like this with two small girls?
Well, the one good thing we had was, the only positive really, was that we had so much time that they knew it was happening, they knew it was eventually going to happen.
Yeah.
Which made it slightly easier, but you just coming home to tell them, like, it happened during the night, so they were asleep. And to go home and tell them that their mom had went to heaven, I don't know how I've done it.
Yeah.
Definitely the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
This is the amazing little Keela. Keela, how are you?
Good.
I hear your big sister Ali takes great care of you. What does she do?
She does my hair, and when my mum was sick, when I used to get sad, she would cuddle me and stuff. And when my mum died, she came into the class and I was crying and she wiped my tears and she cuddled me and stuff, and it just made me not upset anymore. She's always there for me.
She's the best big sister in the world, and you're an amazing little girl. Do you know that? And I hear you love Fota. Can we ask you a big question? Will you and Ali be mini heroes number 7?
Yeah!
Oh, that's what it was all about.
Oh.
Our gorgeous little mini heroes. Yeah. And it was just story after story after story.
So nice.
They're champions, aren't they?
And we're thinking of all our little mini heroes out there and looking forward to meeting you on Friday night.
Yep.
You're going to be walking the Munster rugby team out. You will be the official on-pitch mascots.
Class.
In your little mini hero jerseys. As part two of the mini heroes concludes with Munster rugby versus Edinburgh. We've got a big night planned for you on Friday night. So to all our little mini heroes, we're going to have to do this again, lads, I think.
I think
we're
going
to have
right,
to do it
know.
Again. We will bring it back very soon. So, mini heroes, assemble.
Yes.
We will see you on Friday night. All right, let's go and do a little bit of pop quiz action this morning. Who have we got this morning? Hello, Clodagh.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Oh, my God. Panic stations in Clodagh's car. What's going on this morning?
Oh, the amount of stress. The traffic is just crazy coming into Cork.
Yeah.
And we might be running late for our flight to Edinburgh, so fingers crossed we're not.
Oh, God. What time is the flight, Clodagh?
Our flight is at... 10 past 10?
10 past 10. And where exactly are you? How far away from Cork Airport do you think?
We might be another 20 minutes.
Okay.
Alright, okay.
You're going to get there. I've got a good feeling. I've got a good feeling, Clodagh. You're going to make it.
Who are you flying with this morning, Clodagh?
My sister, Kira.
Aww.
Okay. What airline? Can we ask them to stall the digger on the runway for you?
Oh, sorry.
Please. No.
It's with Ryanair. So fingers crossed, guys, to send all the best vibes out there.
Flight ER72, Edinburgh. Please don't leave without Clodagh. Thank you.
Clodagh and Kira. Yeah, we better bring Kira as well. Listen, let's get you a grand and get you on that flight,
on,
okay?
Girls.
All right, best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Clodagh, Shake It Off is a song by who?
Taylor Swift.
What city is the Big Apple?
New York.
Bella Doyle was a character from what TV show?
Fair City.
Question number 4. On TV, the Crystal Maze was what?
It was a game show.
Okay, what singer has a song called Bad Guy? I'm a bad guy.
Oh, Billie Eilish.
Question number 6. What decade is Stranger Things set in?
The 80s.
Is correct. Question number 7. True or false? Australia is wider than the moon.
False.
Question 8. What colour are Welsh rugby jerseys?
Blue and white.
Question number 9. TV's Henry Kelly passed away yesterday. What show did he present?
Going for Gold.
And question 10. What was Salvador Dali famous for?
Soccer.
Did he play football back in the day? I don't know. We'll have to check that one for you. Clodagh, very good.
Very good. Confident. You were confident.
Very confident.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift is correct. New York is the Big Apple. Fair City, Bella Doyle. Crystal Maze was a game show, Clodagh.
Yeah.
What singer had a song called Bad Guy? That's Billie Eilish, correct.
Uh-huh.
Stranger Things. Have you seen Stranger Things, Clodagh?
I have, and I absolutely love it. Can't wait for the new season.
Yeah. What are we up to now? Season 3 or 4?
I think it's 4.
It's up to 4. Okay, it was set in the 80s. Well done. Australia, is it wider than the moon? True or false?
It is.
Australia is wider than the moon. I'm so sorry. Oh, no. Oh, disaster. Welsh jerseys are red, by the way.
Yeah.
Henry Kelly presented Going for Gold. You got that one.
Correct.
Salvador Dali was a very famous Spanish artist.
That's right, painter.
He was an artist. Yeah. So sorry about that, buddy. I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
We hope you catch your flight.
Yeah, okay. Disaster on the pop quiz. No disaster on the airline.
Exactly.
Okay?
Enjoy.
We've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors for you, Clodagh. Have a beautiful time on your break, all right?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Take care. Good luck. Bye. Hello, Kelly Boo. How's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, there's Rory, there's Vic. Lads, ladies of Cork, have you buried your face into some Dubai chocolate yet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, we got sent some from Luso, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, did we now?
Did we, yeah.
Well, Kelly and I did.
Did you get any chocolate?
Yeah, we demolished it in the toilet.
Give me a bit of background on this, Vic.
Well, I don't. All I know is there's been deals going on in this office for the last 1 or 2 weeks. As people, money is exchanging hands. As people going off buying stuff in bulk, it costs a fortune.
Yeah.
And now, Spitjack on Washington Street are serving on their menu Dubai chocolate French toast, and we have the owner Richard Gavin from Spitjack on the phone this morning because I need to know more.
Okay, Richard, how are you?
Very well, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Talk about cashing in here, Richard. I'm telling you. Good thinking, buddy. Good
there
thinking.
First of all. Excited now. It's launching on Saturday.
Oh, it's not till Saturday. We have to wait till Saturday for them. Okay.
We do.
Now, where do you source all this Dubai chocolate from? Because you can't get it anywhere.
Yeah, we were lucky. We had a friend who sent us over a little sample a few weeks back, just as things were kind of kicking off. So I was trying it with our chef, John O'Mahony, and we were kind of in the process of preparing our new kind of spring-summer menus are coming up, so we're looking for some new fun ideas to get on the menu. Mm-hmm. And we kind of brainstormed it, and the idea came up, and it just works perfectly, actually, for the French toast. So basically what you get, we have French toast on our menu, loads of lovely toppings with them, but what we do in this case is we have two slices of our brioche French toast and we fill it with our homemade pistachio cream.
Mother of God.
And we have a lovely kadaif pastry that's mixed to that, so that gives a lovely Christmas and decadence, and then we have our homemade milk chocolate sauce that's dripping all over that then, and it's a bit of a high calorie one, but it's definitely enjoyable.
It's a treat.
Die happy, that's what I
absolutely
say, Richard, when
what
it comes
is
to
it? Absolutely. Why have we gone absolutely crazy for this Dubai chocolate,
what's
Richard?
The big deal about it, Richard?
I think it's gone viral, and it's hard to get your hands on it. Yeah. You know, and I think when things are kind of in limited supply, it piques interest as well. But it's a beautiful thing, you know. And I think the kadaif pastry through it is a little bit different, and it adds that different texture to it. But again, pistachio, nuts, milk chocolate, you know, it's always going to be a winner.
Richard, can I make a suggestion for Spitjack? I want you to melt it some chocolate. All right. Get a tray, put some mushy peas in it.
Oh, gosh.
Put mushy peas, horse in a load of chocolate, and now we have Dubai, as in Dubai.
Yeah.
It's your own.
We get it.
It's your own Cork chocolate.
I would eat that.
Would you give it a go?
I'd give it a go.
Hey. I don't know.
I just want to ask, why is it so expensive, Richard? Why is the chocolate so expensive?
Again, I just think pistachios are... Yeah. Why is it expensive? You know, so we are buying in a pistachio paste, and from there we make our cream. But the pistachio paste is coming in as probably around 80 euros a kilo at the moment because it's in high demand. So it's a very expensive product.
Does it take long to make?
No, it doesn't take too long.
It doesn't take long to eat either, I would imagine.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's the important
thing. No, it gets devoured pretty quickly indeed,
Richard, it's interesting. Everyone, Spitjack this weekend, Saturday, they're launching if you want to check out your own viral version of the Dubai chocolate. Best of luck with the business. I hope it's going great for you, Richard. Thanks
Drop
so many for chatting to us. Oh, yeah, please, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take it easy.
Thanks, Richard.
All right. Is it that good or is it just a viral thing?
It's that good.
Are you going to take us all out for breakfast, Casey?
That sounds like a plan.
That's on me. All right, let's go. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding together. That is free. 6 minutes to go. Neil Prendeville show is on the air just after 9 o'clock. Cork's big show for the next 3 hours until midday. Then Kira's here. Cullum will drive you home. And Stephanie Rainey's on the air a little bit later on. Richard, I'm very sorry for keeping you. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, Casey.
He's outside the school with his girls.
Oh, is he?
The girls are late for school.
Oh, no.
Because they're doing jokes on the radio.
Oh, dear.
Which is brilliant. At least you can go into school, hopefully with some money.
What's
and then,
the name of the teacher?
What's your teacher's name, girls?
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Sheehan.
Mrs. Sheehan.
Mrs. Sheehan, the nicest teacher in the world. She won't. She'll be sound.
Mrs. Sheehan, it's our fault.
Yeah, we'll bring her a bar of chocolate later on or something. She'll be fine. What's the school, by the way? What school are the girls in?
Clonjord National School, and Lucy's in Clonara Preschool.
Oh God, you've two drop-offs. Quick, hurry up.
Quick.
All right,
quick.
We need a joke. We're doing this with KFC's Zinger Double Down. It's back in KFC's in Ireland until the 16th of March only. The Zinger Double Down is full on spice, two Zinger fillets, spicy supercharged sauce, two cheese slices, and a crispy hash brown. Mother of God. So if you want to grab that, it's in KFC's until the 16th of March to celebrate. We're looking for you to hit us with a zinger of a joke, and then you can double down and win 200 quid. Mm-hmm. Richard, don't let us down here, man. What have you got?
We've been practicing our jokes there during the week, so...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow says.
Cow says who?
No, cow says moo.
Oh, for God's sake, what?
Brilliant. Well done. Well done, Richard and girls.
I should have left you hanging for that one, Richard. I really should have. Are the girls going to do one?
Grace is one here now next.
Okay. Hiya, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
The interrupting cow who?
Woo!
Woo!
Well done, girls. Aww.
Hey, Grace, what's your sister's name again?
Lucy.
Okay, so
We have Christina at home and Roisin as well at home.
Oh my God. All right. Wow. Well, listen, you've just, the whole family, you've won 200 euros.
Yay!
So I want you to go for a big day out somewhere,
absolutely.
Okay?
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers. Thank
well
you.
Well done. Thanks for listening, Richard.
Done,
see you, girls. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Well
Bye-bye.
Done. They doubled down. Two jokes, two laughs,
well
200
done.
Quid. Thanks to our friends at KFC, the Zinger Double Down in KFCs across the country until the 16th of March.
The sport with Simply Suits.
It's something that everybody needs to know. And
yeah.
When Rory is reading the sport, and he has to read a Liverpool score from the previous night, he looks across at me. I'm dancing, and he's flipping me the bird. This is every. But he's still completely composed, pure professional, reading the sport with his bird flying in the sky.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, I can confirm. I just did. Is there anything more beautiful?
Oh, yes. Oh, everything is more beautiful.
Live version with 80,000 scarves up in the air.
It's so good.
I mean, seriously. This has to give you the chills. Come on, lads. This is Red FM. We are the Reds. Sing it to me, Rory. Do it for the parish. Come on, brother. Vicky girl. Oh, the sickening look of disgust.
You're going to be unbearable for the next few weeks, aren't you? Even
next
more
few,
unbearable,
next
actually,
few
sorry.
Years, baby. Come here, where is the best place in Cork? Genuine question for those of you that might live close to the sea. Where's the best place in Cork to see a sunrise and a sunset?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think maybe Fountainstown could be very handy for sunrises.
Kinney's beautiful in Cove for a sunrise and a sunset.
And Rocky Bay. Where's the best place in Cork? Can you have any suggestions for me, please?
Okay, go on,
so. 0868104106. The average person, they tell us, you'll only see, this is unbelievable, you're only going to see 160 sunrises in your life.
Oh, that's really sad.
Isn't it just, it's a tiny number in your entire life.
Really?
You know, because most people don't live beside the sea or close to water, and you don't really see sunrises, like, you know, when you see a proper sunrise from the horizon of the earth, you'll only maybe see 160 of those and sunsets combined in your lifetime.
I feel a bit sad about that.
Go see some sunrises and sunsets, everybody. It'll
Should
change
we all
your life.
On the beach, lads.
Labradors are officially the naughtiest breed of dog as well. These are the lads that'll rip your couch in half. After loads of doggies were polled, cockapoos are in there as well. Frenchies as well are very bold.
Yeah.
But that is according to insurers, many pets. And finally for now, did you know that they polled 2,000 adults recently and asked them all, do you know how to recycle? And about 50% of them said they're not sure what they're supposed to put into that blue bin.
It says on the back of the packet, lads.
It's pretty simple, lads.
It says recycle
plastics,
or
cardboard
don't recycle.
Papers. Yeah. I am the binfluencer on our road, you know.
Well, you're pretty staunch about recycling. You've always been, haven't you?
But like when it comes to, you know, you always need a neighbour to put the bins out first.
Oh, is that you?
So I'm proud to say I am the binfluencer.
You do seem very proud of yourself there.
So every Tuesday I'm putting out the right bins. When my bins go out, all of a sudden all the other bins appear. When I go on holidays, it's multicoloured bins all down my road. It's the United Colours of Binaton when I'm not knocking around. Just saying. I'm a very proud binfluencer. Kelly, you know you're dealing with some senior citizens in here, right? You know that.
I know that. Yes.
You are the young gun of the show. But when we were growing up.
I'm only 28.
When we were growing up.
Back in my day.
There was different telly quiz game shows which dominated the TV ratings. It was all about telly quizzes. The biggest TV shows were what everybody was watching.
Yeah.
Did you grow up on any particular telly quiz show that you loved?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
That is a retro game show now.
Mm. Is it?
It is. It's 25 years or so.
Oh my God, is it really?
Yeah, but yesterday... Henry Kelly passed away, and this guy used to host a show called Going for Gold, and we're convinced he was Brian Tuberty's dad. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. 100%. Singing! What did you do on Going for Gold? It was just answering questions, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was it was questions from around the world, though. It was kind of like world geography. Geography.
Yeah, very like where in the world?
Anybody, well, yeah.
Does anybody remember Teresa Lowe's game show on a Sunday night on RT?
Where in the world? No, it's PC World.
Where in the world? PC World. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to go shopping?
Yeah. Check it out.
Step inside a very special supermarket. The only supermarket in the world that gives you money. £1,000 is waiting on our shelves to be won by some lucky person in this store.
And the host is as orange as the carrots.
Supermarket sweep.
Good old Dale Winton. So, yeah. I think this is a game show that needs to be brought back. Nothing excited me more watching.
It's still on.
Is it? It's not.
You know who presents it now?
No way.
Rylan Clark.
I could see it.
Kelly, what they do is they give you a Dunstores trolley.
So good.
You answer some questions and you accumulate points. Those points turn into time, and then you have 90 seconds to run around the supermarket and grab everything you want. Are they allowed into the off license?
No.
It was a set. It wasn't a real supermarket.
It was a supermarket.
It wasn't.
It was.
Sorry, you're just allowed to go and do your shopping.
You just do, but
you can just put
everything
into the trolley.
It's fillet steaks, everything.
It's
chicken.
Brilliant.
Just go mental, and then you come back and you tot it up, and the person with the highest score
wins.
Do they get the trolley of food though? Presumably would.
Am I the only one that ever had a fantasy about doing that in an actual local supermarket?
Lads,
I would love to do that.
Years ago, we did a promotion with Tesco up in Dublin. I was working on Today FM at the time. Okay, wait till you hear this for a good one. So we came up with the idea, let's do, we were doing from Dundrum Shopping Centre, we were doing an outside broadcast, and we had five contestants from across the week who all got to do a trolley dash around Tesco.
Yes.
Now the rules were, stay out of the off licence, everything else is yours, right? One Clever Clogs and his partner ran straight over to the Apple Vouchers Tower and filled their trolley with the equivalent of about €50,000 worth.
Oh, it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, until...
until Tesco.
Until management intervened and went, that they were also off.
Yeah.
Yeah, go down.
Fair play.
Go down to the Cocoa Pops there.
I love that they tried that.
They had it worked out. They had it planned. Greatest retro game show of all time. 0868-104-106. What are your thoughts, everybody? Hey, is the price right this morning, Rory?
Price is right.
Price is always right.
It is right.
Rory's big show from back in the day, and this might bring a lot of memories back.
Here we go.
It was the Crystal Maze. It was
Smoke and Mirrors.
It was like it was in the desert, and it was on another planet.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
These all have really good theme tunes.
Yeah, they do.
This is the thing. It was the theme tune was more important than the actual game, I think.
The Going for Gold one was written by Hans Zimmer.
You are joking me. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Hit subscribe and you'll get this show every time we upload one. And we're back on air tomorrow morning on Red FM from 6 a.m.